flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Keith, you ready to fix the Patriots?
Of course I'm ready to fix the Patriots.
You got to get up pretty early to fix the Patriots, but I'm ready.
You do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, one way to fix them would be potentially hiring Mike Vrabel. Orlovsky very cryptic about that yesterday on McAfee.
Really was.
Dropping hints.
Mike Vrabel.
It's not the first time he's done that, although it was about a year ago where he was dropping significant hints about where Bill was going to wind up.
Yeah, I don't think he had North Carolina 2 years later.
I don't think he had the media or North Carolina.
I don't think he was close. No, he was a big old swing and a miss.
So I don't know, you know, how sourced Dan Orlovsky was. Yeah. But being cagey, okay, Mike Vrabel knows where he's going to wind up. He'll be coaching football next year. Good. Not exactly going out on a limb.
Yep.
So that'd be one way to fix the Patriots. And we're going to give you our detailed.
Yes.
Perhaps light on details. I don't even know.
TBD.
I don't know what your plan is.
I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants.
I have my own plan for fixing the Patriots.
I got a plan.
And we want yours as well. 617-779-7937. The Patriots are a mess. How do you fix them? Open-ended. Fix them however you want. Free agency draft, firing people, hiring people, signing people.
It's up to you.
How are you fixing the Patriots?
We can play pretend, and we can fix the Patriots.
Carte blanche for you. 617-779-7937. That's how you dial us up and text us today on Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also chat there. I'm sure some good suggestions for how to fix the Patriots.
No doubt.
We'll be popping up there. And you can also watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI and watch along there. So we were kicking around the idea yesterday, Keith, of maybe a...
Patriots are broke. They need to be fixed.
Well, like a three-point plan, a five-point plan.
20-point plan. How many points do you need for this plan?
It turns out we were like, boy, three is not enough.
Three is a little light out. You might get to five wins.
You can't fix the Patriots with a three-point plan.
No.
Five-point plan. I don't know. You might need more. And so, Keith, I think you had the brilliant idea.
Yeah, because I can get a lot done in a minute, Jones. I figured... Let's fix the Patriots in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
You get 60 seconds,
uh-huh.
Start the clock, and fire off as many ways to fix and change the Patriots so they're better suited for 2025 and beyond. And I say we encourage the callers as well. Now, maybe we start with 30 seconds.
Hang on.
With 30 seconds. I don't know. Maybe it's great. We keep them going.
We're giving you and I
60 seconds.
The callers are not all getting 60 seconds to fix the Patriots.
What if they're amazing? I say we start with 30.
No, you might. Let's start with...
This is like an old You Done Son. For those that listened to the show years ago on the other station that Jones and I were on, we would do You Done Son, and people would come on, and then we'd blow them up, and that was it.
It was right after the Dong Report and right before Area 98.5.
Correct.
It was sandwiched right in there.
It was right in that sweet spot.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So if you have a plan, but we'll start with 30 seconds. 30 seconds, give us your best pitches. But Jones and I, because it is our show, we'll each do 1 minute.
Yeah.
1 minute.
And sometimes
you
might not even need the whole minute, Keith. You might even have a little time left over.
That's all right.
Do with that what you want.
Wipe away the tears.
So who's starting here today?
We have a clock.
You going
first?
Do we
have a clock and a horn and all that stuff?
All right.
We're ready to go.
We are putting Keith on the clock.
Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
This is how I'm going to fix the Patriots in 60 seconds.
1 minute. 60 seconds to fix the New England Patriots because 3 points is not enough. Points is not enough.
All right.
You got a whole minute. Put them on the clock, Nick.
All right, here we go. This is how I'm going to fix the Patriots. First thing I do is I apologize to the fans. I say, fans, we are sorry that you've had to watch this product for the last 5 years. Next thing I do, I offer Gerard Mayo a very nice severance package. I say, you're done. We made a huge mistake. You are relieved of your duties. I hire Ben Johnson. How do I do that? I spend a ton of money on Ben Johnson. So he is now my head coach and my de facto offensive coordinator. With the third pick in the draft, I'm taking Travis Hunter. This team needs star power, Jones. You get it with a Heisman Trophy winner who plays both sides of the ball. You put him as your number two wide receiver because I'm throwing the bag at T. Higgins. I'm also going to trade back into the first round and draft the BHA. Best hoss available. Whoever that is, I'm grabbing him, throwing him on my offensive line. So I'm going to have 2 first-round picks, Travis Hunter, best hoss available. I'm signing T. Higgins. I'm letting Ben Johnson run the team. Keep Van Pelt if you want. Ben Johnson can hire any defensive coordinator he wants. I'm getting rid of Covington as well. And that's how you fix the Pats in 60 seconds.
I'm sorry, that last point was you're going to fire Covington as well?
That's right. To the moon. What do you think? That's a 10-win team.
Okay, so you got
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter.
T. Higgins. Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson calling the plays.
Best hoss available.
BHA. I like that. I'm going to tell you, our plan.
That's a good plan. I'm keeping Van Pelt if you want for some continuity. I'm getting rid of Covington. Now, I don't have a specific.
Are you keeping Elliot Wolf? It sounds like Elliot Wolf survived in there.
Yeah, but kind of Elliot Wolf, if he's doing all the moves that I'm advocating for. Then it's
he's
fine.
Your puppet. You're pulling the strings. you're marionetting him around.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So Elliot Wolf.
But that's
survived.
What I do. Elliot Wolf for the time being is there.
Okay.
But Ben Johnson, I didn't get into specifics, but he spent a lot of time in Miami, and then now he spent a lot of time in Detroit. So maybe he has a guy. So like when Raheem Morris took the job in Atlanta, he grabbed Zach Robinson immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So he worked with, on the other side of the ball, but like Vance Joseph, for example.
Yep,
like, could he get Vance Joseph? Maybe like whoever the number two behind Aaron Glenn is in Detroit, I would sort of leave that up to him because I want continuity between the head coach and the coordinators.
So no, I like that. Okay. I like that a lot.
So that's my plan. Should we get Jones on the clock here, Nick?
Yeah, let's hang on. I want to time myself as I go here. So, okay, Keith gave his plan. We want all your plans today. We want you to pick a plan as well. You know, it's kind of like
afterwards, yes,
open enrollment.
My plan versus your plan.
Open enrollment. You're going with the Jones plan or the Keefe plan.
Yeah.
You know, one.
My wife picked a higher plan for like the thing, and I'm like, wait, how much are we spending?
One might be pricier than the other. That's true. I have a feeling this is going to be the pricier plan.
Your plan's pricier?
I think so.
I don't know. Ben Johnson's not going to be free.
Wow.
Neither is T. Higgins.
That's a good point.
All right.
I wasn't factoring in. All
right, let's get Jones
salary.
On the clock. He's going to fix the Patriots in 60 seconds.
Do it. Okay, here's my plan to fix the Patriots in a minute. I'm starting by firing Gerard Mayo the day after the season ends. I don't think you're getting Ben Johnson, so I'm going to pass on Mike Vrabel. I'm going to pass on Brian Flores. I am hiring Liam Cohen, Bucs offensive coordinator, as my head coach. He's going to call his own plays. Elliot Wolf, you done, son. I hire Ray Agnew, Lions assistant GM, as my GM. They drafted very, very well over the last few years. Like Keith, I'm firing DeMarcus Covington. I'm hiring Jim Leonard, Broncos secondary coach, as defensive coordinator. I love how the Broncos play defense. Here's what I'm doing for the roster. I'm trading a second-round pick for DK Metcalf. I'm trading down in the first round. I'm getting draft assets. I'm drafting my favorite wide receiver, Luther Burden, out of Missouri. I move back into the first round and take an offensive tackle, also known as best hoss available. I'm going to actually burn some cash. I'm going to sign left tackle Ronnie Stanley from the Ravens. I'm going to sign quarterback DJ Reed from the Jets, linebacker Nick Bolton from the Chiefs. I'm trading Kyle Duggar for a seventh-rounder, a best offer. I'm going to cut Vidarian Lowe. I'm firing Jalen Polk into the sun. I'm switching back to Pat Patriot uniforms. I'm never showing Robert and Jonathan on TV. Burning down the lighthouse.
Wow.
I want to build a Tom Brady statue.
Those are great ones at the end.
And force Gonzalez to answer our questions.
And Arson.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, and Arson.
You're burning down the light tower?
Yeah, it's gone.
That's aggressive. But I don't hate it. I do love Pat Patriot. And I
yeah,
even
get
thought
back
about
to that.
Crap's not on TV anymore.
Yeah.
That's smart.
You're out.
You're not helping yourself.
No,
you're
stay off.
Actually hurting yourself.
Stay off my screen.
That is pretty good. That is a good. That is good. There's a lot of guys in there. Kyle Duggar, I thought about him just getting rid of him.
Seventh round or best available.
Best available.
Yeah,
whatever. Future seventh, fine.
Yeah, just put it on. It's like you put something out on your lawn and you're like, best offer.
I like future eighth because it's like we might expand the draft. And when we do, we'll take your eighth. But yeah, Kyle Duggar, not for me, thanks. So that's a good plan.
Jalen Polk's no longer on the team. Still on your team, I heard.
Really? No, you didn't hear that he was or wasn't.
Well, I fired him into the sun.
I added two receivers, though, so he's sliding way down there.
He's down there. You're giving him another shot. Okay. So again, the Keith plan is T. Higgins, Travis Hunter. It is best Haas available. You got Ben Johnson as your head coach.
That's right.
And a lot of money. I have two wide receivers, Metcalf and a rookie, Luther Burden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm adding a couple offensive linemen, one in free agency, also a best Haas available.
BHA, let's get them.
Liam Cohen, Ray Agnew, Jim Leonard, subtracting some pieces
off the team. So is Van Pelt still here for you?
No, I should have said he's fired. I guess I thought that was implied with Cohen calling his own play.
Well, maybe, no, but Ben Johnson's calling the plays.
We could demote him to quarterback coach, maybe?
Yeah, I mean.
Offensive coordinator in name.
That's what I'm saying.
A quarterback coach. I would allow for
that's
that.
That's what I got.
I'll allow for that.
All right.
Van Pelt taking too much flack these days.
That's right. He's probably going to be the one guy that's actually gone, and yet he's the one guy that Jones and I both have staying. So that shows you how different the real plan versus our plan is going to be.
I bled over a little bit in time, but I don't know how we're going to force Christian Gonzalez to answer our questions, but we're going to force
it. It's unlikely.
That's part of the agreement.
I don't think he's going to talk to us next year. Although, I don't know. Hunter Henry's been on the show every year since he's been here. So maybe he will be back.
That is true. Okay, so again, whose plan do you prefer? You can weigh in on this. Some plans are pricier than the other. It's kind of Patriots open enrollment. Fixing the Patriots in 60 seconds.
You've seen them. You've seen the plan. Liam Cohen, though, I'd be in favor of that.
So
that's a good one, too.
I bounced back and forth between what I think is very realistic and what I think is a bit of a stretch.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we'll take all your feedback on this, 617-779-7937, all your plans for the Patriots. Let's fix them. Let's stop talking
fix
about how broken
Pats.
They are. Fix the Pats.
You can do it. I can do it. We can do it. Fix the Pats.
Let's see. Travis Hunter is mid, is
mid?
What you get there. Yeah.
So I understand some of the Travis Hunter backlash. Then I started watching a lot more of them. So last year I watched Colorado a ton. This year I watched less of them for whatever reason. But then going through it, and then he wins the Heisman. So admittedly, I'm seeing a lot of highlights, but he's nasty. But one of the points I'm bringing him in is the star power dynamic. Like, this team is bad. And it's just Drake May, and I guess Gonzo. So, there's no, you want more guys that, kids are going to buy the jerseys and are going to be, must-see TV, and, the entertainment value, I think, goes up when you have somebody like Travis Hunter. And especially if you have a new coaching staff, maybe they would better deploy him. Maybe Ben Johnson, for example, would best utilize Travis Hunter, where he's not playing 100% offense, 100% defense, but he's playing enough. He's still going to be, in my opinion, the first, real two-way player. Because even Deion barely played wide out.
No, it's true.
Woodson. Barely played wide
out. Yeah, Champ Bailey.
The Patriots guys for a stretch
Marcus
actually
Jones.
Did it more.
Yeah.
No, Edelman and Slater.
Brown.
Troy Brown, good one. Those guys actually did it more, but they didn't get the fanfare that some of those other guys did. I think you can do that with Hunter, and especially if he's not your number one receiver. That's a lot. If he's your number one or your number two corner, on this team,
yeah.
He could be your number two.
Both.
Number two for both.
Yeah.
I think that would be – I've talked myself into him, especially because I don't know – especially if the quarterbacks go 1-2, you really are, I don't know how much you're going to get for the number three pick, so I would rather just stay on the board there.
Okay. More feedback here. Josh in the chat, Keith, says, you got a spit take from me for the BHA, the best Haas available.
I don't know who that is right now, but if you get back into the, like, 15, right, like, you usually got three, then BHA.
Both of our plans, we wormed out of actually naming who that was. We're just like, I don't know, late first round.
I don't know.
Well, find an offensive line.
It'll also change. Yeah. Between now and the draft, there's going to be some guy that, like, crushes the Senior Bowl, crushes the combine, is going to fly up the board, then I'll take him.
I need to do the full... scouting process.
I haven't been to the Reese's Senior Bowl yet.
Yeah, J.C. Latham wasn't a top 10 pick at this time last
year. Thank you. My guy, Ali Marpet from Hobart.
He's going to rock it
up the board. He was off the board. Next thing you know, second round pick. Super Bowl champion, Ali Marpet.
Okay, Keefe's plan, but swap out Higgins for Metcalf. We talked about this yesterday. Higgins is just money.
Yeah.
Metcalf costs you, in my scenario, second round pick. You'd rather pay Higgins the money than give up the second rounder.
Because I would probably...
Because I do, in a vacuum, prefer Metcalf to
Higgins. Would, depending on how deep the draft is at offensive line, I would either take a guy in the second round or I'd use my second round pick to move up and draft the guy there. That's why I'd rather just have Higgins. Even though I'm with you, I think overall Metcalf is better. But give me T. Higgins and an opportunity to be a true number one on a team, which I think he can be.
Okay. People, I love this Fix the Pats in 60-second segment.
Yep.
Ray Agnew as in former Patriots defensive line. Yes, Ray Agnew
Ray
as in
Agnew.
Former Patriots. He is the assistant GM in Detroit.
Which is a great call. And, you know, you wonder if Ben Johnson, that's the other thing about bringing over, in my scenario, Ben Johnson, is how many Detroit guys come with him.
Probably so many.
Probably a few.
Yeah.
And then maybe even some of the players. I didn't look into who the Lions free agents are, but maybe some of those guys would want to play with Ben Johnson. And, you know, all they've done is draft Pro Bowlers. Remember that graphic that came out over the last 5-10 years or whatever it is? Like 20% of their draft picks have been Pro Bowlers?
And so I just think this is important. The Patriots need to get away from, and this is why I think the more we talk it through, maybe a month ago I was kind of in on Vrabel. I know Tom Curran is saying recently that Vrabel would be interested in this job.
Yeah.
Let me get the exact wording if I can.
Yeah, basically, like, if it was offered to him, he'd be interested.
Yeah, which is...
pretty good,
you know,
because I wondered if maybe he would say you didn't.
Vrabel would be interested in coaching the Patriots. Tom Curran said last night on NBC Sports Boston. So about a month ago, I was like, man, I kind of want a guy who's run his own show. I want someone who knows what it takes and they're not a complete shock to the system. But I don't want anybody with any Bill tie-ins. Yeah. And really, I think I'm ready for a mostly clean break from the Patriots heyday. I think I'm ready for that. I don't need Vrabel, who was an ex-player. I don't need Brian Flores, who was a defensive coordinator here under Bill. I think they're both very qualified.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need either one. Ray Agnew, I guess, technically has a Patriots tie. Mm-hmm. Liam Cohen is a local guy, but I'm not bringing in either one for that reason. I'm bringing in, I want to associate with talented organizations, successful organizations, as many guys from like the McVay tree or the Lions. I want to be doing that.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. And the Vrabel thing's interesting because I saw somebody point out, and I thought this way yesterday, then I changed my mind. So basically, he got passed over last year by the Patriots for Mayo. So people were saying, wouldn't Vrabel be like, hey, you didn't hire me last year, so, you know, why would I come now? I think there's an easy out if you're Kraft. You could say, look, we saw you dominating in Tennessee. We never thought you were going to leave Tennessee. And then we put into Mayo's contract that he was going to be the next coach. So... had we known you were going to be available, we would have taken you.
We would have given you the job.
We assumed you were going to be in Tennessee for 15 years.
That is a good out.
That's how you could spin it.
That is a good potential out. Here's a good text, 617-779-7937. Higgins may not just be money. They could franchise him to trade him. I hadn't considered that. They franchised him a year ago. I think if they're franchising him, they're doing it to run it back one more year, right?
Yeah, I guess that's...
would you do that?
Possible.
Would you trade for him if you were franchised? Then you still got to pay him.
Well, now you got to figure out, all right, what's the trade for the other guys? Like, how much... is it the same for, like, Metcalf or...
is there anybody
Debo?
Else you like? Metcalf, Debo,
A.J. Brown, if it gets dicey?
Good one.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe Jalen Waddle. He's played better down the stretch. Garrett Wilson's supposedly going to demand a trade.
Yep.
Who knows if they trade him in the division. Same with Waddle, I guess.
Pivot to sign Chris Godwin.
You could sign Godwin.
Yeah,
he's coming off the injury. I have no idea.
Okay.
That's scary to me, though.
Yeah, it is.
Because he's been dinged up a couple of times now in the past few years. Okay, we gave you our plans to fix the Patriots. In 67, very tidy. Very tidy plans to fix the Patriots.
That's good.
Though more than a 3 or a 5-point plan, because that's not going to get it
done. There was a lot in there. So as long as, you know, as quick as you can talk, We're open to it.
We want all your plans to fix the Patriots. Again, 617-779-7937. We won't be all Patriots here today. It's a Celtics Wednesday. We have thoughts on the Celtics. We have thoughts on the NBA Cup. We have thoughts on fixing the NBA. We're not just fixing the Patriots.
Fix everything.
We're fixing the NBA. We're fixing stuff
today. Mr. Fix It.
On Jones and Keefe. But we will get to the Celtics. Some Red Sox off-season thoughts as well. Where has the activity gone?
Is it over?
In Major League Baseball?
Is it done?
It certainly feels that way. Plus, Kirk Cousins benched in Atlanta. Do we now have proof you shouldn't sit your rookie quarterback? And the Patriots made a mistake with sitting theirs. We'll do that right after Trending with Billy Lanning.